Tantor Audio presents Unruly Places, Lost Spaces, Secret Cities, and Other Inscrutable Geographies by Alastair Burnett, narrated by Derek Perkins. Introduction. Our fascination with remarkable places is as old as geography. Eratosthenes's Geographica, written around 200 BC, offers a tour of numerous famous cities and great rivers, while the 17 volumes of Strabo's Geography, written in the first years of the 1st century AD for Roman imperial administrators, provides an exhaustive compendium of journeys, cities, and destinations. My favourite of Strabo's places are the gold mines of India, which, he tells us, are dug by ants no smaller than foxes, that possess pelts like those of leopards. Although our appetite for curious tales from afar has been continuous, today our need for geographical re-enchantment is of a different order. I root my love of place in Epping. It's one of many commuter towns near London, pleasant enough, but generic and placeless. It's where I was born and grew up. As I used to rattle out to Epping on the Central Line or drive there along London's orbital motorway, I often felt as if I were travelling from nowhere to nowhere, moving through landscapes that once meant something, perhaps an awful lot, but have been reduced to spaces of transit where everything is temporary and everyone is just passing through, gave me a sense of unease and a hunger for places that matter. You don't have to walk far into our coagulated roadscape to realise that, over the past 100 years or so, and across the world, we have become much better at destroying places.